Nearly 100 love letters written between Lyndon Johnson and Lady Bird Johnson during their 1934 courtship will be on display starting today at the LBJ Library and Museum. The romance was famously quick and, as readers can now see, quite passionate. I spoke with library archivist Regina Greenwell about the couple's romance. We're going to hear from her about the story of their letters. We're also going to hear readings from some of those letters.
He was in Washington, D.C., where he was serving as a congressional aide. They called him a congressional secretary back then, to Congressman Richard Clayburgh from Corpus Christi area. She was in Karnak, Texas, in East Texas. She'd recently graduated from the University of Texas and had moved back home and was living with her father there in Karnak.
And do we know how they met, how they got introduced to each other?
We do know. They were introduced through a mutual friend. Both of them, Lady Bird and Lyndon, were in Austin and happened to meet at her office. And he, Lyndon, that day asked Lady Bird for a date the next day for breakfast at the Driscoll Hotel. And they met for breakfast that day, spent all that day together, and the next few days together, traveling around here in Austin. They went to Corpus Christi to see so she could meet his boss. He introduced her to his family living in San Marcos. Lady Bird introduced Lyndon to her father, and then Lyndon went on to Washington, D.C., while Lady Bird remained in Karnak.
Well, they weren't wasting any time.
No, they weren't. And the story goes is that he asked her to marry him on that first date.
Literally when they were at that first day?
The first day. Now, whether it was at the Driscoll or sometime during that day, but on their first date, he asked her to marry him.
So you might characterize their courtship as intense because it seemed to happen quickly. Kind of characterize the correspondence for us. What can we learn about them and their budding relationship by reading these letters?
Well, clearly from the very beginning, he is pressuring her to marry him as soon as possible. He doesn't want to wait.
Tomorrow I plan to call you. Tomorrow I plan to tell you again what you have already heard so many times. And probably it will be tomorrow that I learn definitely just how and where you stand.
She is clearly in love with him, but is a little more cautious about it. And she will say, we should wait a few months till we get to know each other. All my friends say we should wait.
Darling, your letter yesterday sort of put me on the spot, didn't it, dear? All I can say, in absolute honesty, is I love you. I don't know how everlastingly I love you, so I can't answer you yet.
So she's clearly in love with him, enamored of him, but a little more cautious, where he is gung-ho from the start.
Write me that love letter. Tell me just how you feel. Give me some reassurance if you can.
In one of the letters, he even mentions about how he had every man meets his Waterloo. And you should read it, I guess, to get it. But he clearly has met the woman he believes is his life partner.
Anything in this correspondence that's maybe surprising or that people might not expect to hear or come across, or anything that really kind of strikes you about their letters back and forth during this time?
Well, they were young people in love, and you don't often get to see that kind of correspondence of anybody's. So clearly they were in love. You can see traits in them that we learned later about them. His ambition, his desire to help people. In the case of Mrs. Johnson, she talks a lot in her letters, even then, about nature and about landscaping her father's house and transplanting plants and going for walks in the woods. Clearly her love of nature comes through even in those early, early days.
Well, and of course, these are letters. And, you know, future presidential libraries, you know, might have printouts of texts or emails, but these are their actual letters back
yes.
and forth.
And it also, I think, is a window in time. She saved the envelopes, so you can look at them and see postmarks and the fact that a letter was 3 cents to mail. She didn't have a telephone in her house. Lots of little things like that about how the world has changed.
But love hasn't.
No, love hasn't.
Regina Greenwell, we thank you so much for coming over from the LBJ Library and Museum and walking us through the courtship correspondence of Lyndon Johnson and Lady Bird Johnson.
It's a pleasure. They'll all be online on the LBJ Library website. I hope you enjoy them.